I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me. Beloved souls of Christ, you are the Lord's sheep. How blessed we are to have such a shepherd who has seen to all of our needs and provided for us so wonderfully. Let us know him. Let us study our faith that we can be his good sheep, so we can know how to use what he has afforded us. Nowadays, we don't often think of shepherds. The idea is not so common. We don't know the toil and the labor they go through. You see, sheep, they're quite stupid. They get tangled and caught in a great many things. They wander away from the path marked by their shepherd and get lost, not knowing the remedial steps to return to the flock. But the good shepherd knows of all these difficulties, and he's foreseen and provided for us all the things that we have. He's even foreseen the situation of the church today. Strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. We look at the turmoil of the church today. It stems from this very thing having happened. The shepherd of souls on earth, the Pope, has been struck. As our Lord said to Peter, feed my lambs and feed my sheep, he gave that charge of the flock, the care of all souls. And Christ, as Christ fulfilled the redemption with his threefold office of minister, teacher, and governor, the unity of the church hinges on the papacy, that office of the papacy to bring us all together in our belief, in that belief of the faith, that we can know the truths of Christ, handed down by his apostles and their successors throughout generations. For 1,000 years, almost 2,000 years, the teaching of the church has been consistent. And that's what we go with. That's where we want to stick with the true shepherd of souls. The unity of the church hinges on then also the liturgy. The liturgy is for our salvation. God has provided the liturgy to apply the grace that he has merited on the cross to our salvation, for our salvation. He applies it to our souls. When we come to Mass, this is the truth of the liturgy. This is the true definition of the Mass, the renewal of sacrifice, the sacrifice of Christ on Calvary, applied to our souls here. When we come to Mass, just being present at Mass, grace is poured upon us in abundance. This is the true shepherd of souls God has provided for us. He's seen all the dangers that us silly sheep can get stuck in. And so he's remedied it with his grace, taking upon himself our sins and meriting salvation for us. And thus, also in governance, we have to be obedient to the Pope, to the papacy, to the declarations of the Church, not just in those things which are ex cathedra infallible, but also in disciplinary matters, things that guide the Church. We must be obedient to the Pope. We can't just say, okay, well, it's not infallible, so I don't have to follow it. No, this is part of that obedience due to the Good Shepherd. We know his voice because he's leading us. He's leading us through all the briars and tangles of life. And if we're not obedient to him, if we don't strive to hear his voice and to obey and to listen to him, we're going our own way. We're going astray. And so he has passed this on to the popes. And so now it is so easy for us to see the scattering of the sheep. So many people have so many different opinions about the church and theology. So many, I pointed out as a spectrum. You have on the far left, the Novus Ordo, the modernists. And on the far right, you have the more extreme, even the Society of Pius V, saying that only they are the ones with the true authority of the church, the true lineage of the church. And we have this wide spectrum where everybody's getting divided. This is due to that shepherd being struck. This is due to that lack of unity in the papacy. And we know this. And so what do we do? Know your faith. Study your faith. Be ready to know the words of Christ, to hear his voice when he speaks to you. Some people even would point the finger at us and say, we're not serious Catholics. We're not, because we go along with Pius XII. Pius XII is a valid pope, a valid shepherd of the souls. And so the decisions he makes come from God. They are guided by God, and supported by God. So some people will call me perhaps a drive-by priest, but we look at us in the CMRI, we look at us priests of the modern day, what are we striving for? This is what we have to examine. What is the true end, the true goal of these priests? What do we bring? We continue to bring the sacraments to you faithful, because that is it. No matter what we have to do to give up, to help you save your souls, the sacraments are that mainstay, that necessary thing in this day and age, when the sacrifice of the cross, of the renewal on the altar, is so far and few between in comparison to before. We have a duty to go where we can go, to do what we can do to save our, to give the sacraments to the faithful, to provide for the sheep. This is what a good shepherd does. He goes and seeks the sheep to his own, laying down his life for the sheep, to be ready to go to no end, to all ends, to seek their salvation. And this is from Pope Leo in the office for today. He is not a shepherd, but an hireling, which feedeth the Lord's sheep, not because he loveth their souls, but because he doth gain earthly wealth thereby. He that taketh a shepherd's place, but seeketh not gain of souls, that same is but an hireling. Such an one is ever ready to for creature comforts. He loveth his preeminence. He groweth sleek upon his income, and he liketh well to see men bow down to him. I say those are not true shepherds, not serious shepherds of souls, that only seek the beauty and the glories that surround the sacraments, the bells and smells, as they're called. This is not the substance, the essence of the Mass. This is not the essence of our faith. The truth of our faith is we go to no end to seek our salvation, to remove from our lives anything that leads to sin, anything that is an occasion of sin. Christ is the good shepherd, and he has given us that example to be ready to lay down our life for the sheep. And so even to us all, we are shepherds when we have authority over others, when we have that place of authority, especially it speaks of parents, to be on guard, to remove those things from our lives, from your children's lives, the dangers to their souls. We have to provide for our children. We have to, first of all, help them to learn the faith, know the faith ourselves, study the faith, and then be ready to give it to whomever we come across. Because as our Lord said, many sheep I have, they're not of this fold. We have that responsibility as Catholics, followers of Christ, to bear our cross every day, to follow him, to go out into the world to be ready to preach the gospel to every creature by our good example, living the faith, bringing more souls, more sheep into the fold, more sheep to Christ. This is our duty as Catholics, having the faith in this time, this day and age. He's called upon us to seek them, that there may be one fold and one shepherd. He sent his apostles to gain them. He sends us still in this late hour into his vineyard. So let us work to be bold. We've gone through the season of Lent. Okay, for what? To make progress, to advance our living following of Christ, imitating him. If Christ were here, as he walked among the people of Israel, as he walked among Jerusalem and all those holy places, and they saw many wonderful miracles, but as he said to St. Thomas, blessed is he who has not seen and yet has believed. But by our good example, we can impress upon others that image of Christ. We can show them the truth of the faith. We can show them what truly matters, not created goods, not created things, but our salvation, our eternal salvation. Christ has suffered for us, leaving you an example that you may follow in his step. For you were sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.